New show on CBS called TKO Total Knockout. Kevin Hart is the star and host of the show. Good morning. It is 8:40. It's Galesburg's Morning News, and there is a Galesburg High School graduate that if you watch the show, or maybe if you haven't, you're going to want to check it out. She will be on tomorrow night's episode, and joining us here this morning, Tracy Carlson. Tracy, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Great. Thank you for calling.
Well, thanks. Thanks so much for checking in with us. All right. So, Tracy, 1992 you graduated from Galesburg High?
Yes.
92 grad. And, of course, your maiden name was Peck, Tracy Peck. Your father, a longtime Galesburg police officer, Mike Peck. So a lot of people know your father. And, okay, so I know you were a cheerleader at GHS. Any other sports you participated in at all?
Well, girls' gymnastics. We would go and travel all over. Even my dad would be driving the bus. But, yes, we did it through our club and then teacher sponsors. But gymnastics was my passion. And I live up here in the suburbs now and coach high school gymnastics again. So it's been with me all those years.
Yeah. And well, what's interesting that you mentioned gymnastics, I was talking about the show, TKO Total Knockout yesterday. And for people that hadn't seen it, we're kind of comparing it to kind of a mix in some ways between American Ninja Warrior and American Gladiators. And in watching American Ninja Warriors, there are some former gymnasts. They do really, really well on the course because one, it takes not only endurance but so much upper body strength. Is that kind of the same way on the, it seems like on the course on TKO?
Well, you would think so because of the obstacles, the way they're set. But then they throw in the element of being hit in the head, and then it's the game changer right there. So then it turns into the comedy with Kevin Hart's commentary and going into a little more of the wipeout. So you do. You look at it and you attack it like that, but then you have no idea what to do when you get hit in the head and anywhere else.
Yeah, so it's interesting, and that's the part people need to understand about this. Like, okay, think kind of American Ninja Warrior, but then your competitors you're competing against are able to throw and shoot things at you to try. You know, like I said, you might get hit in the head or in the back, and they're trying to throw you off mentally. I guess that's a big part of it too.
Oh, absolutely, and it was. There's five competitors, and we're from all over, and we have to go for each other, and it's fun, but it's also just totally a different thing I've never ever done in my life. You can't really train for something like this.
Well, of course, tomorrow night your episode will air. How long ago did you shoot it?
I can't say.
Okay, I'm sorry. Didn't mean, I don't want to go anywhere that you're not able to go. I don't want to do it because you can't really talk about what happened or anything. But so what time tomorrow night on CBS?
7:00. And I live up here in the north suburbs of Chicago. And so we have a couple hundred people gathering at a local restaurant and then sending the kids off to our first home football game up here. You know, we can't miss the home community stuff.
Right.
You know, just like back in the day for Galesburg football, we would not miss a Friday night. So I'm going to have them watch, cheer, and head out to the first game.
Yeah, so if it's a case where you got the Streaks home opener tomorrow night, and they'll be hosting Geneseo, first time they've played in a long time, and it'll be the dedication of the new F&M Bank Stadium. So your DVRs. I will tell you, set your DVRs if you can't be home to watch it, because it's going to be fun to watch tomorrow night. And I have watched the show, Tracy, and part of it, Kevin Hart makes it so fun, too. I mean, that's another difference between that and the other somewhat comparable shows, that it's funny on top of being fun and competitive.
Well, and you know, I have to say, and I can say, my whole family had the opportunity to go out with me, and it was such a blessing to have them all out there cheering and right by my side, and he was so good with them. So I commend him on that. He was such a true family man for us, and made everybody feel welcome. And it is a laugh your butt off show. And I hope that you guys all can catch it, because I know everybody's going to be rewinding and pausing at different parts and sending things memes to me all next week.
Tracy Carlson, a 1992 Galesburg High School grad. You may have known her as Tracy Peck, joining us. She'll be on TV tomorrow night, CBS, 7:00, TKO Total Knockout. Kevin Hart is the host of the show. But this is not the first time you've appeared on TV, is it?
Well, I do a couple, like, Chicago Fire, Chicago PD extra things. I've done those in the past couple years, and then maybe 6 years back, I helped train my friend Danny Allen, who won The Biggest Loser season 14 with Jillian Michaels. So it's just been a fun thing for me to do. A lot of different experiences, and you just never know if you don't try for something. So that's what I tell people all the time, is that you got to believe in yourself and go for things if you want them. And at any age.
Well, and you are competitive, of course, doing the gymnastics and coaching, but it's not just gymnastics. Fitness is a really big part of your life, too.
Yes, it has. You know, I mean, I grew up as a GGC girl, a Guilford Gymnastic Club girl. Dick and Nancy Price, I give a huge shout-out. I know they're no longer doing it, but they were an inspiration and a huge role model in my life there in Guilford. And so that, just that background, giving you that coordination and confidence when you're younger, really can take you far. And it's, so group fitness has stayed with me. I taught high school English and speech, and got my master's, and I went right back into group fitness afterwards. So it is something that's just stayed with me. And I, you know, it's a lifestyle. I love living healthy that way.
Tracy Carlson, the former Tracy Peck, joining us, 1992 Galesburg High School grad, graduated from Monmouth College as well, and she'll be on TV tomorrow night. TKO Total Knockout on CBS, 7 o'clock tomorrow night, and you'll get to see Tracy compete, and we'll find out tomorrow night what happened. Did you win? Did you not? Well, did you get knocked off? We'll find, you know, but we'll all find out tomorrow night. Now, just to let you know, we're going to be talking with Tracy again actually a week from today, same time, next Thursday, 8:40. We'll be able to get more details on the whole experience and how the whole thing works and the TV production and all that. So we'll get all those details that she's unable to give now. So we're looking forward to that next week, but also looking forward to seeing the show coming up tomorrow night. Tracy, the other thing, I know you are a huge Cub fan. Did you grow up a Cub fan, or did that happen more as you were living up in the Chicago area?
Well, you know, we grew up going to, actually, Cardinals fans with my dad. But
your dad's a really smart man, I got to say, Tracy.
I know. Then Guilford gets split that way. But when my son was born, my husband and I was, you know, just thinking of things, and I said, you know, I love baseball. So I started taking him to a few Cubs games, even when he was little, like, you know, two. And so they weren't really great. I know when he was, my son's going to be 14, wasn't when he was two. So we've kind of grown into it. So we got to get on the fun ride. Yes, we did. And I have no regrets for doing that either. My son and I have had a ball these past 12 years, up and watching him grow. And so they know that when I, and you'll get to see that and hear a little bit about that on the show. But I did sell my soul, I said, to go to that Game 5 World Series by myself.
Oh, wow.
I did. So there is a little bit of Cub craziness. I do support them. They also, well, my character, or however you want to say, is a former Army Reserve captain. So that's another part of my background that I did. While teaching, I served 11 years in the Army Reserve. So I believe that some of that discipline, of course, played into how I did. So I think that is true. Just the confidence booster also came from, for sure, my Army days.
The former Tracy Peck, now Tracy Carlton, Carlson, a 1992 Galesburg High grad. She'll be on TV tomorrow night, TKO Total Knockout. I got to ask, and as much as you're into fitness and you keep yourself in shape, was it something that was still pretty physically taxing doing the actual course?
Oh, my gosh. I would say I ran a couple marathons, Disney marathons. So this is probably the hardest thing I've ever done. So you will see that. So it's not something that you could just go, oh, silly. No, it was very challenging. And no regrets, but for sure one of the hardest things I've ever done.
Have you done any, like, the Tough Mudders or those kind of races? Or the?
Yep, and the Gladiators. I've
yeah.
Spartans. I've done many, many fun things where we've run in the snow and the mud and fires. Just again, the element of being hit and not, you know, ready for it.
Well, I noticed you called those fun things. Some people don't think that, but then again, with TKO, having Kevin Hart there helps as well to make it even more fun, I guess.
No, and he was just great to work with. So, and then, you know, I have to say, the producers, like Mark, and there was two more CBS producers, females, that were just amazing. So the experience is just, and I could not have asked for a better experience with them.
Well, you'll be able to see Tracy's experience tomorrow night on CBS, of course, Channel 4 locally here, or I guess if you have cable, Channel 4 or 31 from Peoria. 7 o'clock tomorrow night. The name of the show is TKO Total Knockout, and I got to tell you, it is fun to watch. I've watched a few episodes, and he makes it, you know, especially watching home. Probably not as much fun while you're doing it, since it's so physically taxing, but as watching on TV, it's a lot of fun to watch the whole thing. And so tomorrow night, we'll find out how you did. Tracy, thanks so much for taking some time with us this morning. Really appreciate it. And, you know, we'll come back. We'll do it again next week, and we'll get to talk more detail about your whole experience.
Well, thanks so much, Tom.